This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ted Cruz made time for a family vacation in the middle of our state's historic winter storm.
This is quite maddening.
Yeah.
Upsetting, as you said earlier. Cruz in Cancun, well, we're dealing with this mess.
Ted's excellent adventure has people in Texas furious with the senator who was caught on a plane in an airport flying to Cancun. He called his trip to Mexico a mistake. We're going to let you hear what he had to say in his own words. Oh, Ted, that excellent adventure just blew up all over the world because everybody's talking about Cruz and the fact that he left Texas when people are in dire need with the snowstorm and the ice and the people who are dying from carbon monoxide poisoning and can't get clean water. The shelves are bare, especially in Houston, in the area where he's from, and Austin, that have been hit particularly hard. It's just crippling, completely devastating in the great state of Texas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, so you may be planning a vacation, but I'm sure it's off in the distance. So Senator Ted Cruz squarely in the middle of a controversy. As I mentioned, he went to the Houston airport and had planned a trip. The trip was one of those last minute things because his wife wanted to get away because of the storm and the freezing temperatures. So they booked a place at the Ritz in Cancun, and they were texting neighbors, or Heidi Cruz was texting neighbors before the trip and saying, hey, anybody want to go to Cancun? There's a great rate at the Ritz. So they jumped all over that. And it was an embarrassing moment for him. And just, I have to say, it was just a stupid thing. Ted, what are you thinking during this crisis? Now, granted, he's not doing anything locally, but he represents Texans and Texans' interests. So when your constituents are in trouble, that certainly isn't when you flee the scene. So the mayor of Houston was pretty blunt about it when he was asked what did he think of Ted Cruz bolting and going to Cancun.
Well, it's certainly much warmer where he's going. Let me just put it like that.
So that's Mayor Sylvester Turner, who was giving constant updates and barely had any sleep, just like the governor, Greg Abbott, in trying to figure out what do we do. Because this crisis in Texas, first, it's not over. And the second part of it is the word came down that a couple minutes more and the grid would have completely collapsed, maybe for months. Luckily, fingers crossed, that didn't happen. So Senator Cruz left and came back. He left on Wednesday and then he came back on Thursday. And here's what he had to say about going to Cancun.
When I arrived and saw the initial firestorm, what had started with second thoughts that I had as soon as we left grew even greater. And I certainly regret that this has become a distraction at a time when so many Texans are hurting and frustrated and mad that this has become an item of debate and distraction. I think that's unfortunate. That was certainly not my intention.
All right, so it wasn't his intention. He said, in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. You know, obviously, it's got a life of its own. It's the butt of every joke of comedians, late night, morning, political talk shows, any talk shows. I mean, everybody's talking about this. This, when I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard, you can't help but bump into something about Ted Cruz. So a huge mistake to decide to go to Cancun in the middle of what was happening, the worst storm the Texans had seen, losing power, houses crumbling, kitchens and other areas of the house because of water pipes that are bursting. And as of Thursday, still 325,000 customers in Texas are without power, which is much better than the 4 million plus who were in the dark on Monday, Tuesday, and some still on Wednesday. But you have overnight temperatures in the single digits, and now it's, you know, 16, 17. It's a little bit higher, but still freezing. All the snow, all the things that happen, and all the arguments over what is going on with the grid. And the thing about the Cruz trip is on Thursday afternoon, they issued a statement that his daughters wanted to take the trip to Cancun with their friends, and saying, hey, school's canceled for the week. I wanted to be a good dad. I flew down with them last night. But then more details emerge about the wife wanted to go and texted the whole neighborhood, anyone with dough that they knew that could get away. And also this, the Houston Police Department did confirm that he was at the George Bush Airport on Wednesday. The Houston Police Chief said in a statement that, you know, they had been contacted and asked for assistance when he arrived at the airport, which that's not necessarily uncommon because he's a senator. But as soon as people realized who he was, and that happened almost the second he walked into that airport, anybody with a cell phone had it up. They were taking video. They were taking photos of it. They were pumping it out there saying, look, here's Senator Ted Cruz. I mean, there were some people that were booing. There were some other things that happened when they realized who it was and that he was dragging a very big suitcase and another bag with him along with his family. So he escapes to Cancun. Then he comes back in the middle of the crippling Texas storm and a pandemic. So lots and lots of questions about that. And I think he's going to have to deal with some egg on his face for a couple more days at least. Here's the thing about Ted Cruz, and somebody asked me this tonight. Does it affect Ted Cruz when he runs again? So I'll ask you, do the people in the great state of Texas, where there certainly would be other Republicans that could run against him, would they say, you got to go, Ted, because this is just one thing too many? While everybody's freezing and boiling water, you're jumping on a plane and leaving it all behind. So I think because there's so much time, by the time he runs again, a lot of that disappears. Does it become complete water under the bridge? I'm not sure. But I just know that I see icicles on a lot of people's inside of their homes, on their fans, on walls, and people without power, people that are going to have to pay thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars, to fix pipes that have burst and that have destroyed areas of the house. So, what do you do if you're Ted Cruz? Coming up, a lot of you filled the mailbag with funny things about Ted Cruz, and even a few people sticking up and a few people saying, yeah, let's find someone better. You can weigh in, too, at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, thanks so much. The mailbag is full, full, full. You can send me your thoughts anytime, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Radio.com. I got this one from Alex, who says, Ted, why don't you just stay in bed? What a big mistake to decide that you were going to have some sort of a different take. Oh, I like the rhyme. I think by take, what he meant was a different take on what happened with the whole vacation thing. Sometimes I think that, which I don't understand. So if I work for the senator, my job is to look for possible problematic potholes, schedules that don't jive, things that could trip you up, things that don't make sense, making sure what's being put out, communicated, is correctly the thoughts of the senator if you're in the communications department. So what ding-dongs around him thought, you know, Texas is falling, you know, to hell in a handbasket. But I think if you go to the airport and you just take off for Cancun, I mean, hey, it's your time off. Who's going to say anything? They're just not thinking. I mean, that's like something that any of the Pete in Texas, one of our smart listeners in the bunker, if he and I were on his team and we were thinking about it, would we say, yeah, it might not be a good idea to do that right now. You might have to wait until the Texans that are dying and the things that are happening, that you're not jetting off to some warm place. I mean, it's an embarrassment, right? So you wouldn't want that to happen. Okay, so then this one is from Mac, who says, Kate, thank goodness I live in Wisconsin, although we have our own knucklehead representatives, but wow, what a dummy Ted Cruz turned out to be. Why in the world would he have tried to throw his daughters under the bus? Oh, they wanted to go to Cancun. Well, lucky for them, that he was just going to escort them and then turn right around, even though his wife was there. It made no sense. And then the more details that came out, it got worse for Ted Cruz. I do think he weathers this, but it was a big mistake. And I believe that there will be some people that will try to take him down. And maybe there's another Republican who feels like this is a big opening for them and they have time, and they'll start to lay their own plot to try to take over the seat once it's up in another 4 years or so. All right, I'll just do one more because I just had so many. It would just be all about Ted Cruz. And it's funny because not everybody was from Texas. This one is from Bobby. He's listening to us in California, and he says, oh, people need to get off of Ted Cruz's back, although it is funny and the memes are funny, and he's going to have to live with the world that we live in and just eat it for a few days. But ultimately, it doesn't do anything as far as his seat is concerned. I think that he has his fans, and I can't imagine that anything will happen to Ted Cruz. There certainly isn't going to be no resignation or anything of that sort. So it'll be business as usual within the next week or so. Business as usual in the pandemic world, I suppose. But there is lessons to be learned from this for anybody who's in office. You're not invisible. You are not invisible, and especially in the middle of a crisis. I mean, think of other people who, in the middle of a crisis, did something similar. I think of Mike Brown and FEMA, the head of FEMA. He's dining in Georgetown while people are drowning with Hurricane Katrina and are without power and essentials, and what a nightmare that was. And some people say that was the downfall, although he did two terms, Bush did. But some people say the optics on that were just awful for Bush, as he was not, and part of that was Brown and the communication and the people around him, that he wasn't aware right away when he should have been hitting it hard and trying to help the people that were battered by Katrina, which was certainly lots of loss of life in New Orleans, but also in Mississippi and other areas as well. Because remember, it was about the water in New Orleans. It was about the winds and the hurricane in Mississippi. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jake. And Jake says, Kate, I could easily talk about all the nonsense going on in Texas. Scary as hell to hear the story about the fact that the power's back on, but the crisis is still around us, and that this could have gone down another minute or so. We might have been down for a month. Can you imagine if the entire state was dark? Wow. That certainly doesn't bode well for people who say get off of federal regulatory electricity, because we're the only ones in Texas, and obviously it blew up in the faces of those that were pushing for that to happen. And you're hearing this from a Republican who, like you, likes state rights. But this shows that if you have it, you've got to have some sort of oversight, and they should have winterized everything so that this didn't happen with the plants and cause the catastrophic dominoes to fall the way that it did. Yep, absolutely. And that's exactly it. The dominoes fell because of the weather, and they weren't winterized. Even though 10 years earlier, there was the ice storm that was horrible, and there were people in a similar situation, and they knew it was bad, and they knew that something had to be done, but it wasn't done. Oh, we don't get that kind of weather here. It happens once in every 10 years. Just prepare that your pipes might burst and eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It might be dark where you are, and it might be freezing. We just don't know because we're not used to it. That's not normally what happens. All right, speaking of normally what happens, I got this one from Duke. I love that name, Duke. And Duke is listening to us in West Virginia. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I feel for everybody in Texas, including you yourself, of what's happened there. But I do have to give a shout out, and I know you are a space person too. How about Perseverance? The Perseverance rover landing on Mars and sending back images. And from what I understand, they were crazy uncertain of what was going to happen when it hit the surface. And this is a 300 million mile journey It left Earth 6 months ago, and it lived up to, I guess, its namesake, you could say. So how cool is that? It is very cool. And they went crazy in the control room, you know, at NASA. They knew it, how big this was, that when they sent the when they saw the images coming back, landing in a crater. And you said it right. It was 6 months, 300 million miles. Think about that. And it is one of those big moments for NASA, the U.S., space exploration, even globally. As much as you see all these things in the past of space wars and who's getting there and perseverance, it's a milestone. Absolutely. Because it's about advancing science. It's about exploration, what in the future, human exploration of the red planet, because there's been so much conversation about that. So, yes, absolutely, 100%. I love it. I love the people getting excited. Something to pump your fist about. This, you know, photos from Mars. I mean, that crater was an ancient lake that existed, this blows my mind, 3.9 billion years ago. Mm-hmm. So they searched for microfossils in the rocks and the soil and all that kind of stuff. And then they'll have follow-up missions, and they'll return to that site, and they'll bring the samples back. And, yeah, I mean, it's a big deal because they're not certain, even when they land, what is that going to look like. All right, I think we can sneak in one more. Let's sneak in one more. How about this? This one is from Joe, and Joe is listening to us in Florida. And he says, Kate, I don't know about you, but boy, after being almost a year into this pandemic, I cannot wait to go anywhere, just anywhere, to get on a plane and feel like I can actually feel secure about it. And I don't care where it is. I heard you make the comment about Disney World, and would that be the first place that you would go? I think I would. If I went by myself, I would go get a margarita and I would sit on the Dumbo ride, if they would allow me, and just go round in circles, just anything to get out of that feeling of being trapped. And I think a lot of people feel the same way, and that's why we're seeing some of the things stress-wise that are happening to people. You've had some doctors on your show talking about that. It's really, this isolation thing is just a killer. It is just a killer, isn't it? And, boy, just to get out of it, I think, yeah, you're 100% right. Just get on a plane and go anywhere, right? Coming up, mic drop moment. Oh, what could that be? That's next.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal, and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News. The massive winter storm affecting a large portion of the United States has caused around 36 deaths. Power outages and dangerous conditions are being reported from the Pacific Northwest, throughout the South, and also on the East Coast. Homeland Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall is telling those people who are affected to be cautious.
To listen to public officials, to take precautions, to stay indoors, not to get on the roads unless they absolutely have to.
The storm is now dumping heavy snow on the East Coast, with tornado warnings issued in Florida and Georgia. Congressional Democrats have now unveiled President Biden's immigration bill, which would provide a path to U.S. citizenship for about 11 million people who are living in the country illegally. The measure would also allow some previously deported immigrants to apply to return for humanitarian reasons. The measure is expected to face strong opposition from Republicans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To go on vacation to Cancun. Well, of course he has a right to do that. The optics were miserable, and every joke that you could possibly write or think of is being said and written about Ted Cruz. So I did kind of a shout-out to our pal Pete in Texas, and here he is popping up. So let's go to Pete, as he's been hanging on so patiently in the bunker or out of the bunker. Hey, Pete.
Hello there.
What do you think? Do you think if you and I were communications directors for Ted Cruz, would he have been in this mess?
Ted knows the Constitution, but he does not know politics. You know, what he is a faux pas. What our poor old state. It's been just almost 90 years since we had any kind of infrastructure,
maintenance,
you know, you got a bunch of people looking for work, put them to work on the infrastructure, especially these oil field workers. They know what they're doing with pipes. There's a principle, a Kaizen, I believe it is, a Japanese principle, where you know the job behind yours and above yours. So the senator needs to get with the governor, and they need to make a plan and start building our state, literally building our state back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. I mean, I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what needs to happen, and you're right. That's the problem. It's crumbling. You
know, and it's not just Texas. It's New Mexico. It's, mm-hmm. it's Arizona. It's the whole Southeast region. All those big heavy oil field trucks, they're killing our roads. If you've been through there, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, Fort Worth, same thing.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a Japanese principle that works. It's what Kohler Corporation uses, I believe, in their building leisure products.
Yep, above and behind. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, do it. You know, it's not that hard. And go to work, and that's the honey, you know. Mm-hmm. What they're working with now is vinegar. You know, we're pretty sour on the guy right now. But if he could pull off some work for the Texas people, he would have the honey then. And then he may, you know, I don't know if he's going to make a run for the presidency or what, you know. We'll see. It wouldn't be a bad idea to get in front of this thing that he screwed up on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Get in front of it. Absolutely. Pete, thanks. Appreciate it. Stay safe out there in the bunker. See, his 2 cents, totally worth it. I say he's absolutely right on that. If he has other aspirations, which he does, remember, it was down to Cruz and Trump before Trump then ended up, of course, taking it back in 2016, before that in the primaries, etc. But he does have those aspirations, from what I understand. So he's got to make up for that if that's the case. And infrastructure is the thing. Infrastructure in a lot of places in the U.S. I mean, that was something that Trump wanted, and that's something that Biden's talking about. That's part of the debate of some of what's in that almost $2 trillion COVID relief bill. So how about this? I mean, who thinks of this kind of stuff? There's a lawsuit that was filed over the Red Robin's restaurant chain's servings size of Stella Artois, the chalices that you order that are 16 ounces. Some people measured them and found out that they're really only 14 ounces. It says, you know, you're paying for 16 ounces, and you see it on even the tube on their commercials, but it's not, you're getting cheated out of 2 ounces. And sure enough, like I said, there was a lawsuit that was filed, and Red Robin's legal team is trying to move the lawsuit from a state court to a federal court because of something called, that I'd never heard of, Class Action Fairness Act. I mean, the class action, of course, I know, but the Fairness Act, which gives a federal court jurisdiction over some class action lawsuits that meet a couple of conditions, including having a class of more than 100 individual members, and that the amount is in controversy. It is more than $5 million. So if there's a controversy over the amount, then that's the deal. So Red Robin asked Nevada federal courts to preside over the case because they say that their 454 corporate-owned locations have sold over $16 million worth of Stella Artois in the past 4 years, and that their 102 franchise restaurants also have the beer on tap, which would add to that total. So then you add up, yes, of course, the attorney fees, and they say they would be over the required $5 million minimum, right? So a federal judge disagreed. Federal Judge Jennifer Dorsey did the math. She wrote that the amount in controversy is just 2 ounces per pour, and that Red Robin promised but did not deliver. And those 2 ounces only account for 12.5% of the beer's purchase price. Oh, please. That brings the dollar amount down to $2 million. But Red Robin already acknowledged that only $7.1 million of its total sales were 16-ounce servings of Stella. So only 12.5% of that number could be considered. So I guess she enjoyed writing the decision because she decided to have some fun with it. She scattered like a half a dozen references to beer in the 8-page document, and she's a pun meister. So a previous remand motion took the fizz out of Red Robin's calculations. That was one of her gems. The other one is the restaurateur distills its numbers down. She wrote that the Red Robin tried to tap, get it, its past sales figures. And then she said some of the chain's math was a strange brew, and they did not address a stout, get it, numerical disparity. So, in the end, she said, because Red Robin's figures are mostly foam and fail to satisfy CAFA's jurisdictional amount in controversy, I grant the motion sending the case back to the state courts. The plaintiffs might be toasting the judge's decision, but we'll guess that they're probably not lifting chalices of Stella. Boom! Mic drop! I want to see what happens with this. It would be pretty wild if this thing goes through and then somebody ends up, you know, these people in this class action end up getting some money because of it. How many times did you go and what did you order and then all the math and that? I don't know. Or maybe it amounts to nothing. But I think it's pretty funny. And now it makes me think, are more people going to question the amounts they're getting when they go to get beer? You know, because they're always pushing the big sizes on you, right? Get the big mug because it has how many ounces? And 16 ounces is a threshold number. For people that drink beer, they think, oh, yeah, it's a hot day. I just played golf. I went to Cancun with my friend Ted, and I had to come back early. 16 ounces sounds so good to me. And you're not really getting 16 ounces. And so the first thing to me is, wow, how does somebody come up with that? I mean, how do they sit there and think about that? Think about, yeah, something's not right. Are they, you know, where some of these restaurants are telling them, you know, just don't pour up to X amount of the line. If you've ever been a bartender, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you know it. So I thought that was pretty funny. All right, to re-rack a couple of things quickly here in odds and ends, as I started off saying, I mean, the big story certainly is Ted Cruz flying to Cancun with the family with a power crisis that's going on in Texas. And everyone in the country is talking about the water woes and the electricity woes of Texas because they see the video of people with no food on the shelves, people in long lines, people waiting to fill up water jugs from a hose and taking some of the snow and using the snow so that they can flush a toilet or boiling snow so they can get water. I mean, it has been really, really, really crazy. So it's not like when you have a power outage and you say, oh, please, please, the power's going to come back on. But it's that it's been off for so many people for so long, and I think it makes the rest of the country terrified looking at that, like, do we have an emergency plan for that? And all the hotels, by the way, and a lot of the spots where they definitely had electricity filled up. So everybody went to hotels that could go to a hotel, that could afford to, that could do it, that they had a spot because they got tired of seeing their own breath in their house for, you know, 2 days straight and counting, or getting the big tease where you would have the electricity come on and then it would go out again. It'd be on for like a half an hour, then it would be out for the rest of the day or the rest of the night. Well, the lights are on and the man cave is open. That's where we're headed.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
We are in the man cave, a.k.a. Whoa Man Cave as well, because, you know, after all, I'm in here with the rest of you. Interesting, LeBron James became the third player to reach 35,000 points. I mean, boy, if you've never seen him play, you don't care about basketball, at least get the highlight reel, because he is something. I've seen him play live, and I don't know how he has the reach that he has. It seems like he can drop the hammer from almost anywhere, and he makes history. And of course, he made history with the Lakers last year and getting them to the championship and in a COVID bubble atmosphere. But hey, they won. So the Lakers forward LeBron James and Brooklyn Nets forward Kevin Durant, by the way, were also named captains for next month's NBA All-Star Game on Thursday night. They pick their respective teams from 22 All-Stars on March 4th after getting the most votes of any player in either conference. And it's going to take place March 7th in Atlanta, if you care about All-Star Games. I covered an All-Star Game once. And it was fun to go. I mean, it's more about the skills stuff. The skill stuff is the thing to watch, I guess, is what I would say. But All-Star games of any sort, that's kind of what it is. It's people getting to be closer maybe to some of the athletes. It's watching some of the challenges. It's just seeing the best. I mean, are you seeing them full out crushing it the way they normally would? I don't think so. How about the Eagles? Yep, the birds have lost even more feathers. So when Cowboy fans complain about the Cowboys, yeah, equally in the NFC East, I think Philly fans can complain about the Eagles. The Eagles agreed to trade quarterback Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2021 third-round draft pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick that could turn into a first-rounder, blah, blah, blah. And then they get the 85th overall pick in this year's draft, and the conditional second-rounder can become a first-round pick based on Wentz's playing time. So he's played at least 75% of the Colts' offensive snaps for the 2022 conditional pick. Oh, what happened? The Eagles are going to take a $33.8 million dead cap hit. That is the largest dead cap hit that any team has ever taken for a player. And then the Colts assume the balance of that $128 million extension, including the $10 million guaranteed roster bonus due March 19th. So the person who makes out the best is Wentz. You know, either way, he's doing good. He's going to a team that is probably going to be more competitive. And it looks like the Eagles will have Jalen Hurts, who is going to be their quarterback. I mean, they haven't announced that it's his job, but he's the one that's on the roster. So I can't imagine. I mean, that's it. It was just not that long ago, 2019, when the Eagles signed Wentz to a four-year, $128 million extension. They thought he was the long-term answer at quarterback. Oh, Nick Foles, where are you? Where are you? Bring me some Nick Foles, that's what I say. But I think it's a bad deal, and I think that in one way, I guess Cowboy fans can be happy because I don't see how the Eagles are going to be super competitive. And it's another breakdown in an NFC East team, I guess. Let's put it that way. Sad story here about Vincent Jackson. His brain, first of all, has been donated to Boston University's CTE Center because now more details are coming out. The former NFL receiver from Tampa died in a Florida hotel room 3 days before they think he died being pronounced dead there. And he played for the Buccaneers, played for the Chargers, and he was just 38 years old. So they that's why they were insistent on donating his brain because there were things surrounding, you know, his death that didn't make sense. And he had been stayed at the hotel since January 11th, and the family called the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office on February 10th to report that he was missing, and a formal report was filed on the 11th. And deputies were able to locate and speak with Jackson at the hotel on the 12th. They assessed his well-being. They thought he was fine. They canceled it. Boom. And then there was no medications, none of that kind of stuff. And then the next thing you know, then this happens. So, you know, you look at CTE and what that stands for, and because of football and boxing and all of that, and they think they may learn something by – the family thinks they might learn something by donating that. So, again, just a mystery and a very, very sad, 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 sad story. I talked about, you know, LeBron James and becoming the third player to reach 35,000 points and being a captain, all-star captain, that kind of thing. But one of the things I left out in the NBA and something that is being talked about a lot is the whole vaccine thing. So when we look at COVID and we look at protocols and the COVID and the pandemic, come on, this is stuff that we're constantly talking about, right? And we look at numbers and we look at vaccines and hear that by July, anyone who wants to be vaccinated should be vaccinated. And then the amount of people that have died, 493,000 out of 27.9 million cases, 244 million worldwide. And one of the things that's happened is there's a lot of people in certain communities, and I talked about the military, that other than sailors, a lot of the rest of the military, they didn't want to get the vaccine. So they were trying to figure out ways to get people in the military interested in getting the vaccine. And in the NBA, with the name recognition for, I don't know why, but for that sort of hero worship thing with famous people, and then you connect it to an athlete, the thought was, if you get some NBA players promoting the coronavirus vaccines, more people in the African-American community, for example, would maybe they would be not as apprehensive. But many of the top players are not wanting to take that challenge. They don't want to participate in public service announcements to broaden the acceptance of the virus. And so the NBA has reached out to some of the most elite players they can in their league, and they're finding there's a real reluctance to participate, including uncertainty about taking the vaccine themselves. So then you look at things that are coming up, right? They're going to do the All-Star Game, et cetera, and the NBA shared with teams an expectation of 70 million to 100 million vaccine doses that would likely be distributed by mid-March, and they're talking about what they can do and how they can help, and they're trying to educate players on the benefits of the vaccine, and Adam Silver, the commissioner, told the general managers that the process could be incentivized for teams and individuals with the loosening of the quarantine and testing protocols for those vaccinated. I mean, incentivized? How much more money can you give the players? Listen, there's going to be a pot of gold waiting for you if you say the vaccine is great and I'm taking the vaccine. You roll up your sleeve and you let us shoot you doing that, and then we've got video of it, and we make it into a PSA. How do you feel about that? I mean, they've done a couple of them with, like, Hall of Fame center Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and the Spurs coach Greg Popovich did it. But you got to think, Popovich and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar compared to some of the really big names in the league. Watch where this goes, because I want to see what those incentives are and if they can really get some players to do that or not. How about you? Thinking about getting the vaccine, on a wait list, or taking your chances and keeping your fingers crossed for herd immunity? Send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.